This is a KUNV Studios original program.
The following is a paid program sponsored by Crawford Management Group and Smart Time Consultants. Please be advised that the voices and opinions you hear do not represent the views of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
Hi, my name is Leah Crawford.
And I'm Rhonda Nolan.
And you're listening to the Let's Talk with Leah and Rhonda show.
For all the beautiful entrepreneurs out there,
this is for you.
Good morning, Las Vegas. Well, Las Vegas, I don't have my ride or die with me this morning. She is out of town. Miss Leah is out of town, so she won't be with us today. But I have somebody exciting in the studio today, and we're going to talk about a lot of great things. But first, let's talk about a couple of things that are up and coming over the next several weeks. So if you haven't already, sign your child up for the 100 Black Men of Las Vegas Virtual Youth Cooking Class. It's going to take place on Tuesday, April the 30th at 6 p.m. And the sign up happens at www.eventbrite.com. Also, the Delta Sigma Theta and Alpha Phi Alpha Fire and Ice Ball is happening on Saturday, the 27th of April at Meet. So if you have not gotten your tickets yet or want to find out more information, you can visit the Delta Sigma Theta Las Vegas Alumni Chapter website to get more information. Okay, but enough of what's going on around the city in the next couple of weeks. I'd like to introduce you to a young man named Mr. Rodney Taylor, and he's the executive director. Your success starts with you. Okay, I just made that up. That's not the name of his organization. But it's, no, his organization is called Chosen for Success. Rodney, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, we create empowerment every single day.
Fantastic. So tell me about some of the new programs your organization is working on. Okay.
Right now, we're at Clark County Detention Center.
And okay.
We've been there for almost 2 years, but we've actually expanded that program. We're working with women right now in Clark County Detention Center. They actually gave us our own pod to work with.
Okay.
So we perform what's called emotional intelligence training mm-hmm. in this pod. Now, the thing is, it was a pilot program. They weren't sure what the success rate would be. But what they've discovered is that emotional intelligence, which we feel is a foundational piece for success, has actually created a decrease in recidivism. That means less people that are in that pod are coming back to jail than are released. So
okay.
we have roughly a 92% success rate of people that are in our pod actually going out in the community and being successful.
That's fantastic. So how many young women do you work with in this particular pod?
We work with about 1,500 a year.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Well, there's a lot of people coming in and out of the system. I mean, you figure almost 200 people come in every single day.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Into Clark County Detention Center.
And what are the ages of the folks in the detention center?
18 and above.
18 and above.
Yes.
Okay. So you work with the ladies, and do you work on some of their behavior, their mental? Do you work on soft skills?
That is a great question. We call it emotional intelligence. I had to break it down because I actually had to try to define it. And it is the ability for a person to adapt quickly to their environment by actually shifting their behavior to create the best results for themselves and everyone around them. I.e., we work on their trauma.
Okay.
We have them break through their past trauma.
Okay.
We've discovered that trauma is what's holding them back. Most people are seeing their world through their trauma.
Okay.
And based on that is how they make their decisions and how they actually direct their lives.
So things that happened to them in their childhood.
Absolutely.
Is holding them back from being a productive adult.
100%. 0 to 8 years old is when 80% of all of our beliefs, all of our values, all of our experience, well, all those experiences create the program that we call adulthood. I'm roughly 60 years old now, and I'm actually being controlled by this 8-year-old young boy.
Wow.
So I constantly have to recreate and redesign myself every single day because my programming wants me to go back to the way I was when I was in Compton.
Wow. So you're from Compton?
Yes, I am.
Is that right? Now, how long have you been in the Las Vegas area?
I've been in Las Vegas since About 40 years.
Okay, so but you are a graduate of UNLV.
I'm a graduate of UNLV. I actually played on the our championship football team.
Is that right? So yes. Tell me your full story. Tell me your story from high school in Compton over here to UNLV. I want to hear it all.
Oh, you know what's funny? When I was in Compton, things that seemed normal, we talk about programming, when I came out here, weren't normal. I mean, I was used to hearing helicopters, screeching sirens. I was used to hearing people peeling out in, with their cars, and occasional gunshots.
Okay.
So I come out to Las Vegas, and I remember my first year, I was like, God, it's so quiet out here. So it literally, I had to adjust because I didn't realize that, you know, where I grew up, I actually went through trauma where I grew up.
Okay.
So I actually, you know, in my 30s and 40s, I had to work on some of those past traumas just so I could actually function in a place where that type of protection wasn't necessary.
Gotcha. So you grew up in Compton. You came here and you went to college. You played on the football team.
I did.
The championship football team.
The championship
team.
Football team, 11-2.
Who was your coach back then?
Harvey Hyde.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
Well, you know, we were just honored a few weeks ago at Allegiant Stadium during the spring game.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes, it was great. All the guys got back together. We started talking again. And, you know, Harvey Hyde hadn't changed one bit. He was the same coach that he was back then.
That's fantastic.
He said, Rod, how's it going? He slapped me on my butt. I'm like, Coach, I'm 60 years old, man. You really? Once a coach, always a coach.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
It was great to see everyone, though.
So what did you study while you were here at UNLV?
I studied business.
Okay, you studied
business. Marketing and finance. So I actually graduated with my degree in marketing, was a minor in finance. I went worked with I guess I could mention the company's name.
Yeah, absolutely.
I worked at PepsiCola.
Okay.
I worked as district manager for USA Today newspaper. Then I went into what you and Leah are involved in, and that's business. I started my own business, and I've been in my own have my own business ever since.
Okay, so as an entrepreneur, what made you start your own business?
Oh, that's a great question. I just felt that there was more out there for me.
Okay.
Like at Pepsi, I was a sales manager. At USA Today newspaper, I was a district sales manager. And then I just had this burning desire. I'm sure you guys know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Just to start my own thing. And actually I built a personal training business.
Okay.
I had it for 15 years and then I sold it.
Wow.
And I went back into corporate America.
Did you?
Yes, I was a vice president for a small Genovo bank out here. The crash hit. Everything changed. And then I started investing in real estate.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So you wear many different hats as an entrepreneur.
Yes, ma'am. I sure did.
So Chosen for Success. So when did you start this nonprofit?
This nonprofit started actually when I was incarcerated.
Okay.
So late 50s, some things happened in the with my real estate. I actually retitled some of my properties incorrectly, and I found myself facing 15 years in prison.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So I worked on, actually fought this case for almost 3 years. And at the end of the 3 years, I pled to 6 months in county jail.
Okay.
While I was in county jail is when the revelation came about Chosen for Success. I'm working with guys, and you know, while I'm inside, I was bored, and I said, you know what, I might as well start working with some of the guys that are in here. I have a background as far as personal development, and I said, you know, let me talk to some of the guys. Some of the guys wanted me to create a business plan for them, and I said, heck, have nothing else to do. Absolutely. So I created business plans for individuals. I started working on life plans for individuals. And then I said, you know, my question was, what are you going to do when you get out?
Right.
You know, and most of them had no plan.
Okay.
So I started working with them on a 90-day plan once they get out.
Wow. That's fantastic. So when you got out of jail, did you go right back into your business? Or what did you do?
I did not. You know what? I always thought that an individual, people that were coming or in the system, incarceration, I always thought that, you know, oh man, they deserve that, you know,
right.
Whatever they get, they deserve.
Right.
Well, all of a sudden, you know, I get in the system and all of a sudden I discovered that there's a lot of things that are going on that I was not aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, when you're looking for your purpose, you don't find it. But sometimes your purpose actually finds you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in the system and I'm saying, you know what? I see what's going on and I get to be a solution to what's taking place.
Mm-hmm.
It was really difficult finding a job. Now think about it. I have a degree.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I've had
and a lot of experience.
I'm working stocking a shelf for $12.50 an hour.
Wow.
I had a wife and a son. I'm trying to take care of them on $12.50 an hour. I'm like, this is not working. I mean, I should be able to, you know, I paid my debt. I should be able to come out and get reestablished. Well, it's very difficult. Well, I found it to be very difficult.
Okay.
You state it like that.
Okay.
And our goal was to make it easier on those people that are coming out of the
mm-hmm,
system.
Mm-hmm.
So we've actually found 15 to 20 corporations that are willing to hire these individuals, start them at a sustainable wage, $20 and above.
That's great.
And get them back into the flow of our community again.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's really good. Entrepreneurs, I really love this story because it's just so enlightening. You know, it's so interesting that, you know, until you go into the systems, you don't know what's wrong with the system. And then by you being there for your short stint of 6 months, you came out with some solutions to help other people. And that's a blessing to other people.
Absolutely.
Because that's why sometimes people get in trouble sometimes because they're not making enough money to sustain their families. And they're out there doing whatever they have to do to make the money to keep the roof over their head.
Oh, so for sure. What we do is we give them a big vision.
Mm-hmm.
We give them something that's bigger than the streets or what they were doing.
Right.
So we give them possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
We have them break through their past traumas. I'm actually giving you the outline of our.
That's
we
fine.
We have them break through their past traumas. We give them a vision for their future.
Mm-hmm.
Then we give them vocational training. So we give them a job skill.
I was going to ask you about that.
Absolutely. We give them a job skill. After that, we place them in a job.
That's wonderful.
And I say, well, I'm going to open the door for you. It's up to you to knock it down.
Now, in this program, is it for men and women or just for women?
No, it's for men and women.
Men and women.
Yes.
Okay. So when a person comes out of jail, they come directly to your organization?
They can come either once they get out or if they're already out.
Okay.
Now, we also serve veterans. We also serve people that are working on the sobriety,
mm-hmm.
homeless, those in poverty, and those single parents.
You service a lot of folks.
Sure do.
So is it just you in this organization, or do you have a board?
Oh, my gosh. I have a board.
Okay.
But I tell you what, my wife, Teresa, is the glue behind it. I mean, she's right now, she's taking all the phone calls for our next upcoming workshop
mm-hmm.
at the beginning of May.
Okay.
And I mean, it's just incredible what she does behind the scenes.
So tell me a little bit about your workshop coming up in May.
Okay. Well, we have a workshop. We partnered with an organization called UNLV Trio.
Okay.
And we hosted at UNLV. Actually, they're the ones who host the workshop. It is a 5-day workshop.
Okay.
We do 3 days of emotional intelligence training. We work first day one. We work on the past.
Mm-hmm.
So we talk about the past.
Mm-hmm.
Day two, we talk about the present. And then day three, we work on a vision for their future.
Okay.
So everyone leaves with, and I guess I'll tip my hand. Everyone leaves with a personal contract to themselves, with themselves.
Okay.
So they actually have a affirmation that they create for themselves that can actually help them break them through some of those tough times that they may face.
Well, I'm glad you're sharing this information with me because one of my clients is the 100 Black Men in Las Vegas, and we get calls all the time from different organizations that have people that fit that would work in your organization to come, you know, learn about themselves and try to get better and get back on their feet. So I'm glad you shared this with me, so now I can share it with them.
Oh,
with
I
the people that call
that.
Me all the time.
We take calls all the time. So I mean, we host a workshop every single month.
Okay.
So usually it's the beginning of each month. We have
mm-hmm.
an orientation. We just want to make sure everyone knows what they're walking into.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, what do you mean, what am I walking into? I say, you know, I let them know this workshop is designed to push your buttons.
Mm-hmm.
The only way that we can spot the trauma is by the person reacting to a particular situation. So all of our workshop is not lecture. It's actually a form of participation. Mm-hmm. So where they're involved 100% in a process, and they get to examine and see what they're feeling inside as they're going through this process.
That's fantastic. So if you would like more information on Chosen for Success, www.chosenforsuccess.org. That is chosenforsuccess.org. You can visit their website, and they'll tell you all about the organization, about the workshops they have coming up, about the different age groups of folks that they help out. So you can visit, again, chosenforsuccess.org. Or if you want to, you know, visit their office and speak with them in person. Rodney, can they come speak with you in person?
Absolutely.
And they are located in Henderson, Nevada. And the address is 2654 West Horizon Ridge Parkway, Suite B5136, Henderson, Nevada, 89052. Or you can give them a call at 702-672-8654. I will give you the information again if you'd like to contact them. It is 702-672-8654. And we are speaking today with Mr. Rodney Taylor. He is the executive director of Chosen for Success. I really like your program, and I really like what it's doing for the community. How many people do you think you've helped over the years?
Oh my gosh, 3,000, 4,000 people.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's what we look at. We look at each person that we support, and we call it support because they're the ones who are actually doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, in these processes, they have to put in the effort.
Right.
So. Helping one person actually helps an entire family.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. So what else you got coming down the pipeline, Rodney?
We have our housing.
Okay, tell me a little bit about that.
Yes. So we are doing involved in transitional housing.
Mm-hmm.
We will have, by the end of this year, right around 50 beds.
Okay.
So individuals that fall into those categories that I just mentioned, whether, you know, formerly incarcerated, working on sobriety, single parent, vets, or homeless, they'll have an opportunity to have a place, a roof over their head.
Now, is this a cost to anyone, or is it complimentary?
Well, right now, there is a cost. Eventually, it will be complimentary.
Okay. All right. So do you have housing in one particular area of Las Vegas, or is it all over?
Right now, we're downtown.
You're downtown.
Yeah,
okay.
All of our homes are downtown,
all
in the downtown
homes.
Area.
Yes. In the downtown area.
Yes.
Okay. So if I were, like, say, a disabled vet and I needed somewhere to stay, it would just be like a studio apartment or a one bedroom? Or what is it like? What is it like?
It is a home. A full house.
Oh, it's a full house.
It's a full house.
Oh, okay.
It's a full house.
Okay.
And we have roughly three people to a room.
Okay.
And it depends on the size of the room. Some of the rooms are larger, some of them smaller, but roughly it's three people to a room.
Okay.
You have a bed, and you have all access to all the amenities of the home.
Okay. So now, and this is part of Chosen for Success.
This is an umbrella of Chosen.
It's an umbrella.
Yes, it is.
Okay. But anyone who's interested can contact you.
That's correct.
With the same information to find out about
it. Yes, they can.
Okay, that's great. Did you hear that, Las Vegas? If you know of a veteran that's in need of somewhere to stay, they can get more information from Chosen for Success. And again, we'll share the contact information, which is 702-672-8654. Again, that's 702-672-8654. You may have a family member that is a disabled vet or a veteran that meets the criteria and needs somewhere safe and clean to stay. So what else you got for me, Rodney? Rodney, let me tell you something. Rodney is an entrepreneur, and his hands are in many different things. He cannot just do one thing. He would be totally bored. So Rodney, tell us what else you got going on in Vegas.
Well, that was one of the biggest things. It took a while for us to really get this off the ground. This is something that actually wrote about while I was in incarcerated.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, one of the biggest issues that I discovered as talking to men that were incarcerated,
mm-hmm.
they didn't have a place to go.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're going back to the same environment that they came from.
Mm-hmm.
So even if they want to change, it's difficult to change when you're going back to the same environment that holds all your triggers.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, you know, we need to discover a way for men and women to actually step away from that environment.
Right.
Create their own path, mm-hmm. and then move forward towards their vision.
That sounds like a plan. That sounds like a plan. So now what else you got happening?
What else do I have? But, let me think.
What do you have for the entrepreneurs?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Now, while I was supporting UNLV, well, Action UNLV, Employee Envy, mm-hmm. There was a ARPA grant that came out. Mm-hmm. Now, this grant was for business owners in the city of Las Vegas. So I had to rediscover the boundaries of the city. Mm-hmm. So any business that's in the city of Las Vegas, now I can talk about this because I'm not working there anymore.
Absolutely.
Okay. If I was working there, they would say, don't talk about this because you can't advertise this type of grant.
Right.
Now, it's a grant for entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. It's a $10,000 grant. Mm-hmm. And any business that's located in the city of Las Vegas mm-hmm. automatically qualifies.
Okay. And so what are some of the items the grant covers?
The grant covers bonuses. It covers payroll. It covers training. It covers transportation. It covers child care. It will even cover rent.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yes.
That is fantastic. And so if there's an entrepreneur out there that wants to find out more information, where would they go to learn about this?
Employenv.org.
Okay.
Also, the library on Charleston mm-hmm. and Torrey Pines. Mm-hmm. Once again, I can't give out their information, but
right.
at the same time, I can let entrepreneurs know. So each business that you own, you qualify for $10,000.
Okay. Now, let me ask you a question. If you fill out an application, is this a flat $10,000 they send to you, or is this a reimbursable loan where you have to show that you paid these bonuses and payroll and then you get reimbursed?
Yes, it's a reimbursable grant.
Okay.
So first you pay the bonus and then you reimburse for the bonus.
Okay.
For businesses that are just getting started, I mean, or businesses that are established. I mean, why not? You know, if I saw $10,000 in the parking lot, I would not step over it. I promise you.
Right.
I would definitely pick it up. It's a great opportunity for any business in the city of Las Vegas to get $10,000 for each business that they own.
And so how long is this grant going for? How long is it going to the end of the year? Do you need to apply by before September, October?
I would say do it quickly.
Okay.
I believe it ends June 1st.
Oh, June 1st. Okay.
I believe it's June 1st. I believe is when it ends.
So entrepreneurs, you have about 6 weeks. You have time to go to their website or give them a call to find out the information and get your application in.
Absolutely.
And again, it's a reimbursement grant. So if you already have employees and they're W-2, all you need to do is just show, you know, your W-2 forms and you will get reimbursed for paying them. If you have already given your employees a bonus already, you can show the paperwork from that. Or if you want to give them a bonus before June, you can absolutely give them a bonus and then get reimbursed for that.
Also, equipment. If you need to buy equipment for your business, you can get reimbursed for that equipment as well.
So employenv.com to find out about the $10,000 grant that you can have for your business to help you out.
Yes.
That is fantastic.
Isn't it though?
I like it. And listen, Las Vegas, we told you about this a couple of months ago. Actually, we told you about this last year because we met Rodney and Rodney told us about it last year. And we told you about it last year. And if you were listening, you may have given him a call. I know several people that give him a call when he was in that position doing that job. But now he's not, so that's why he can talk about it.
So
now you can call his coworkers who are there.
Exactly, exactly.
And you can talk to them about the grant. Well, that is fantastic. Rodney, I'm so excited. It's so nice to meet you in person. Thanks for coming on the show today.
It was a pleasure. It was really a pleasure.
It was very informative, and I will be sharing the information I learned today with everybody that I know.
I appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
Yes, go Rebs.
Las Vegas. Well, it's Saturday morning, and we're coming to the end of our time. Again, just want to remind you about a couple of upcoming events. The 100 Black Men of Las Vegas Virtual Youth Cooking Class is taking place on the 30th of April at 6 p.m. For more information, eventbrite.com. And the Fire and Ice Ball, the Delta Sigma Theta and Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity are having the Fire and Ice Ball, and you can wear your fabulous and most comfortable kicks with your black tie event and come celebrate and help them raise funds for the scholarship. It's a scholarship fundraiser, and it's for the student organizations that they work with. And so if you want to come and support a good cause, helping a child get to college, then you can check out ticketleap.com for more information to visit. Also, a heads up, the 100 Black Men 25th Anniversary Scholarship Celebration is taking place on June the 29th. June 29th is the 25th year anniversary scholarship fundraiser for the 100 Black Men of Las Vegas. Well, anyway, Las Vegas, you've been listening to Let's Talk with Leah and Rhonda. Leah is out of town this weekend, but I'm here with you, and we've been here with Mr. Rodney Taylor. It's a fantastic, beautiful Saturday morning. Please get out and get your exercise in and hug all your employees today. Well, I'm going to sign out right now. I'll probably see you. No, I won't see you. I'll see you next week, next Saturday. Leah will be back, and we'll be right back at it. Thanks, Las Vegas, for listening to Let's Talk with Leah and Rhonda on KUNV 91.5 Jazz and More. Have a good one. Bye.